And we are very happy to be joined right now by the Ninth Circuit Solicitor here from the Low Country. We say good morning to my friend Scarlett Wilson. Scarlett, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Adrenaline's pumping and lots of things to get moving, but, you know, we're handling it.
Yeah, you know, I saw your press conference yesterday, it's just another aspect of our society that sometimes people don't think about, from the criminal justice system being affected, the governor announcing that all non-essential state personnel need to stay home for now. And I saw yesterday that when you gave your press conference, you talked about a couple of things that I don't know if people have thought about. One thing I had thought about is what happens if this virus was to get inside of a jail or a prison or such as that. And so you're looking at the distinct reality of releasing nonviolent offenders here. Is that correct?
Well, what we're doing and what we now have time to do, because all court is canceled, and we're really doing what we normally do, but just doing it more often throughout the day instead of every week or a couple of times a month. We're looking at people who are in jail pretrial, meaning they haven't been found guilty yet, and trying to determine if they are a danger to the community, and if they are not, seeing what sort of conditions would be safe for them to return to the community until their charge is resolved. This isn't a get-out-of-jail-free situation. This isn't a a free-for-all for crime by any stretch. But the break in court time and the seriousness of this virus has allowed and prompted us to work with the defense bar and to look at cases ourselves to see if there are people who can be safely, and that's the key word, safely put back in the community. Because sometimes bonds are set on people who aren't dangerous, who aren't violent, but who are poor and just can't afford to pay a bondsman or can't afford to put up that money with the court. So we're going to look at those cases and see if there's anything that we need to do. This isn't about people who have proven themselves dangerous or proven themselves violent in any way, but we have to remember that, because of the conditions of jails, it's a danger to the people running the jails. It's a danger when people are released if we have contamination in the jail. So we just have to, like anywhere else in the community, do what we can to minimize the number of people who are together. Now, we're so lucky in Charleston County that we have a jail that is more than ample for our community, and we can spread people out and we can take precautions that other places can't do. I'm concerned about Berkeley's jail, but I am heightened. My spirits, I guess, are heightened some that I've spoken to law enforcement in Berkeley County, and the number of arrests, meaning new people who could go into the jail infected, the number of new arrests has really gone down in the past week. And we're seeing the same in Charleston County as well, but it's more of an impact in Berkeley because their jail is not as equipped as the Charleston County jail is.
Scarlett, we heard from a listener earlier this week who actually worked in the courthouse and was talking about how, you know, she wanted to stay home, but at the time, you know, essential personnel, the courthouses were all open. I'm just wondering, as we move forward and the courthouses close, what does that mean for your staff, for the way that you guys operate there in the solicitor's office?
Well, that's what we've been working on all week. And I tell you, I mentioned this yesterday, the fact that we have gone through not this, but the hurricane evacuation situation has prepared us more than some communities across the country. But this week we have seen to it that almost our whole staff, from legal assistants to case management people to victim advocates to our attorneys, almost 100% of our staff in Charleston and Berkeley County can get into their computer online remotely. So what that means is there is still plenty of work we can do. And we've also gotten a lucky break in that these 2 weeks in Charleston, we didn't have court scheduled anyway. So as of today and as of the end of next week, we aren't missing court yet. When we will start missing court will be the week after that. In Berkeley, we had court this week and were able to move a number of guilty pleas by Wednesday before court administration pulled the judge. So what that's doing, again, is giving my staff, freeing up their time to reanalyze and to work with the defense bar on cases that either can be resolved or that we need to do something regarding the jail. What it means going forward as far as our employees being able to work remotely is that we can still do things. We can still go through discovery. We can still determine witness lists. We can still see what evidence is outstanding, what needs to go to SLED. And most importantly, our victim advocates and our attorneys can still have contact with victims to let them know what's going on with their case, to get more information, trial prep, if you will, to have plea negotiations and discussions with victims and with the defense bar. So even though I would imagine, and I don't know this officially, but just watching what I'm seeing, I would imagine we will be actually shut down soon, there will still be things that we can do and that my staff will be doing from home.
And finally,
that will serve us well. You know, I hope we come out of this soon. But that will serve us even better the next time there is a storm situation, that we don't have to just close down because we'll have almost 100% of staff who can work from home.
Absolutely. Recalling our times, how we dealt with things during the hurricane crises, but now this is something that no one's ever been through before. And finally for you, Scarlett, is the question that you kind of addressed yesterday in the press conference, which was the backlog. You know, there's already kind of a backlog that exists. This may make that even worse. How do you handle that?
Well, again, we're going to try to handle it by continuing to work and do the things that we can. You know, since the court took over our docket, our attorneys have been in court almost nonstop, which, you know, there are reasons for that. But what that means is when an attorney is in court working on one case or two cases, they're not at their desk reviewing all of their cases and determining what's missing or what they need to do next. This is going to give attorneys a break from court to really dig down into each and every one of their cases over this time period and see what can be resolved. And what I expect is when we come out of this, our attorneys and the defense bar are going to be much more prepared to go forward. And we won't have the situations where somebody on either side or on law enforcement's part didn't realize that something that needed to be done hadn't been done. So I think that we can help mitigate the backlog issue by working at home. But the other thing that's sort of critical is I hope it holds. Right now, the trends for new cases coming in over the past week has plummeted. I hope that means that crime's plummeted. You know, it's too early to say exactly what that means because I'm on the back end of, you know, the criminal justice system in that people get arrested, warrants are served, it goes through a process, and then it makes its way to my office. But the numbers have reduced themselves, or law enforcement has reduced the numbers dramatically. And that's a good thing. Like I said, I hope it means less crime. It certainly means less new cases coming in, which means we can focus more on that backlog.
Absolutely. And it's just a reminder that the men and women in blue, the police out there, fire, emergency personnel, they're still all on the job doing what they do. And thank you, Scarlett, for what you guys do there at the solicitor's office. And best of luck with everything going forward. I look forward to having you in the studio sometime once things return back to normal. But I appreciate the buzz this morning.
Thank you, Richard. I need to add one thing that you touched on. You're exactly right. Our first responders are still responding. You know, if there is a violent and dangerous situation, if there's a domestic violence situation, people need to understand we're still going to be able to handle those situations through law enforcement and through the courts on an emergency basis. So people should not, if they find themselves in harm's way, should not hesitate to call and report, and it will be managed.
Well, that's great to know, and you know, it's just great to hear from you and to talk with you about the situation. Yet another aspect that people may not have thought about, and so thank you for everything, Scarlett Wilson, the Ninth Circuit Solicitor, and best of luck going forward.
All right, y'all stay safe.
You too. That is Scarlett Wilson joining us here on 105.5 The Bridge.